My name's actually Arthur Uther Pendragon, and I'm commonly known as King Arthur. I'm the Battle Chieftain of the Council of British Druid Orders.
How should I address you?
Arthur's fine.
So we stood here, Stonehenge over there, it's looking beautiful, lovely evening. What do you see when you look over there?
I see a continuity of time when I look over there. I see a vista that people have been able to look at for 4,000 to 6,000 years, and it's very rare to find anything that ancient in this country.
But it's not as perfect as you'd like it to be at the moment.
No, I mean, it looks like a snared animal in a trap. I mean, if you actually look over there, there's a rope around it to keep the tourists out of it. There's an electric fence outside that rope to keep the sheep out of their way. There's a barbed wire fence outside that to keep vandals out. There's a road outside that, two sides of it, and this drove where we're on at the moment. And it really is not supposed to be displayed in this manner. It's supposed to be displayed as part of the landscape around us. It should be part of the landscape, along with the burial mounds and all the rest of the sacred landscape that it is part of. And it certainly shouldn't be displayed to the world in the manner it is at the moment. It's more or less like Stalag Stonehenge at the moment. I mean, look at all those fences. Look at all that barbed wire. Electric fences, ropes, barbed wire. For what? For what? This is part of the land. We have as much right to walk over to those stones as anyone, but we are denied that right. So we're campaigning down here for everybody to have that right.
Are you going to move?
I have no intention of moving whatsoever at this moment in time. As far as I'm concerned, I'm part of a lawful protest, and I will retain that right under law, and I will continue.
It's tempting to dismiss King Arthur as just an eccentric, but he may have a good point. Many pilgrims here are shocked that busy runs run so close, and surprised at how poor that visitor centre is. Here's one.
It does seem to be triangled around busy roads, and I have to say, the visitor centre I'm not terribly impressed with, and that cafe costs a fortune, charges a fortune. Disgrace.
Have you seen this guy, King Arthur, hanging around?
Yes, I have. And I have to say, I support him. Good on him, I say. They've been promising, I think, some kind of tunnel or something under Stonehenge for ages, and I think I think they should do it. I think he's got a good point. You know, Jesus, it's the oldest thing we've got in this country, surely. And they need to be protected.
The mystery is why Arthur is being moved on now. He's been here 10 months, and it's the most peaceful of protests. Some of his followers think the authorities are planning to get tough on his like this summer. The Guardian has learned that Wiltshire Police is planning to use drones and police horses to control the crowds on the summer solstice next month. Arthur is unbowed.
This is my fight. Trust the king. I'll handle it, and I'll handle it alone. There is no need for confrontation, and there is absolutely no need for anybody else to get arrested if, as, and when they move me on.